Hi, this is Gian, and you're listening to Kajok, a podcast about the Asian American experience. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, and it is 7:38 p.m. Today, I wanted to talk about the difficulties of being a griever. I feel like people don't understand what it's like to be in grief. And that's like a very broad and general statement, but I feel like for the most part, people suck at grieving. Therefore, they suck at letting other people grieve. They suck at giving other people space to grieve in whatever way they need to grieve. And yeah, I just really hate that we live in a society where death is something that is avoided or made, like, people make jokes about it, and that's how we engage with death. Or we just, like, incorporate it into, like, everyday language. Like, you know, I've talked about this in a previous episode, but, like, deadline, I'm starving to death, I'm dead, I'm gonna kill you, like, yeah, like that. Or they make jokes about it, and I just feel like we should, I don't know, I think we should take it more seriously and engage with it, and we can be better support people to grievers if we know how to grieve. If we allow ourselves the space to grieve, then we can give others room to grieve too. And so I just feel really frustrated with our society for being this, like, culture of just, it's not just America either. Like, other places, I know that there are cultures that are better at grieving, but I feel like for the most part, grieving is not something that, I can just speak for Americans, that Americans are not good at. And I frankly don't think Koreans are very good at grieving either. And so, yeah, I can just speak from those two perspectives. And yeah, I just feel like, I just feel really angry about the lack of, just like, why don't we know more about the dying process before the dying happens? Like, not like for our own lives, sure, for our own lives too. I think it would be good for us to be prepared for death, like, as prepared as one can be. Who can be prepared for it? But, like, to think about it, you know, like, we think so much about birth and the beginning of life, and it's a celebration, and you know, everyone's happy, but then, like, death, oh no, everyone's sad, and oh, it's awful, and it fucking is. It fucking is. But it requires and deserves just as much attention and support as people who give birth or people who are born. Like, birth deserves, or death deserves, as much attention and support and understanding as birth does. And if you just look at the overwhelming amount of support there is for birth, and you look at how little support there is for death, I think it's very clear that there's a huge void in the dying, just like the dying part of life. Like, it's a part of life. Dying is a part of life. And yeah, when I went through the dying process with Appa, I felt completely blindsided. Like, nobody fucking taught me how to walk through death. Nobody fucking taught me what I was going to see. I'm learning it, like, as I'm in the hospital watching it happen. And it was traumatizing. And it would have been good for me to know in advance, like, what this experience was going to be. Like, to some degree, like, they give you a book when your loved one is dying. I forget what the name of it is, but, like, I don't freaking remember, but, like, it's like a little blue book. I think that's what they call it. And, like, But that has a title, and they tell you like all the stages of like the dying, like the different things you're going to see, like different things that the dying person might be experiencing. And, yeah, like different changes to somebody's body, different changes to a person's breathing. Yeah, just like things that would be good to know before you're in it, you know, like I feel like when, like, I feel like people have like an understanding to some degree, even if, you know, you've never given birth before or you've never been pregnant before, like you have an idea of like what that's like, versus I feel like with death, like nobody fucking knows. And it's just like, people are just like traumatized, like they're just like so afraid of death. So they just like avoid it, or it happens and then they just like don't engage with it. So then they like, they don't ever like grieve. They don't ever like process through their emotions. And then they just suck at supporting other people through their grief. And I just feel like as a griever, I feel like, I just feel angry. I just feel angry. I feel many things, but I feel angry at the lack of, just like people don't know how to engage with you when somebody has died. Like people feel uncomfortable. People feel like they have to tiptoe around it. People feel like they can't say, oh, your dad died. Like they are afraid of saying that. It's like, I don't even fucking give two shits about Harry Potter, but like it's like saying Voldemort, you can't say it or whatever. Like just like things like that. Like I hate feeling like, like when I first started socializing, the first time I went to something was actually the Asian American Arts Alliance Town Hall. And I didn't talk to anybody, basically. I talked to like maybe one person, a couple people maybe. But it wasn't like long extended conversations, but I just felt so scared to go out in the world because like, I know that the world doesn't know how to hold space for all that I'm carrying. And so, And at the town hall, I'm not expecting that. I just want to go. I want to observe. I want to absorb. I want to receive. And then I want to go home. If I talk to someone, great. But I can't initiate the conversation with anybody. And I need people to come to me to talk. And also, but like, do I even have the capacity to talk? I don't fucking think so. Like, I don't know. It's a question mark, you know? But if someone comes to talk to me, then I would talk to them. But I did feel like this, like, social aversion. I felt like kind of like this weird alien creature of like, I don't know how to like interact with people. Like, because I just feel so different. Like after my dad died, I feel so different. I am like fresh out of my grief. It was like, you know, it had been like 3.5 months or something by the time that I went to the A4 event. And yeah, honestly, it was like the best that it could have gone because I could just show up. I don't have to talk. I don't have to participate. I can just observe. I can receive. I can show up. I can be a part of the community without like, you know, being on stage. Like I can just receive. And that it was so nice. And I feel like as a griever, I am like fiercely protective over my capacity. And I've been like slowly, very slowly interacting with people and socializing. Because I just didn't know how to like, I didn't know how to exist in the world. And like, frankly, I wish more people had called me. I wish more people had reached out to me. I wish more people had like just shown up. Like, I think texting is hard because with texts, I like just see them and then I'm like, oh, now I'm stressed because I have to respond to it. But if you like call me, then I feel like, okay, I can just answer and then I can talk to you. But even calls can be stressful sometimes. Like there's really no like right answer. But I do feel like if I get a call, like, okay, I feel like you're making more of an effort than if you just send me a text message. And so I do feel like after Appa died, I felt under-supported because I think people's go-to assumption is that the grievers need space. And yes, we do, but I feel like more than space is like I actually need you to just show up, sit down, and like be with me. I don't need you to talk. I don't need you to like give me advice. I don't need you to like, you know, do anything like that. But I just need you to like show up, sit, be. That's it. Call, like if you live far away, like call, just sit on the phone, sit on FaceTime and just let me talk. Like, don't expect anything from me. I think that's what I needed. And nobody was like, you know, I didn't really feel like there were a lot of people offering just like, I'm going to show up and I'm just going to sit with you and I don't expect anything from you. And I just feel like as a person who is like a doer, a giver, like I very much am like, you know, the type of person who wants to like volunteer and like support other people and like, you know, I'm very like involved. If I am in a relationship with you and a friendship with you, I am like 1,000% I'm in it, you know, but I just feel like that gets taken advantage of so much. And I like see in grief that when I have nothing to give, like I lose people because I have nothing to give, which means that those relationships were sustained by my willingness to give, my ability to give, my ability to like, you know, provide something like just to make you feel comfortable, like, you know, as a recovering people pleaser, which I also hate that word because like, I don't feel like that is like, it doesn't feel like a validating enough term, but like, I really struggled to just like fully be in my truth, be in myself, like be my authentic whole person. Because like, I just thought like, oh, people are not going to want to be friends with me if I'm just like honest or if I'm just authentic. No, people don't like that person. People don't like when, you know, I'm opinionated or when I get upset or when I feel disappointed, people don't like that person. And so, okay, hide that person away, hide that person away. Just be like happy. Just be like funny. Just be, you know, grateful. Just be a doormat. And then, you know, people walk all over you. And then I grew used to being that person who like got made fun of all the time. And so then I hate it, but it's just like, oh, I'm so numb to it now that it doesn't even bother me, you know? Or like at church when I'm like constantly serving and constantly giving and, you know, I can't do that anymore. And then boom, it's like it's like a shift in the dynamic of like how I'm treated at church because like I cannot give anymore. I cannot. One, I'm burnt out. Two, I had a vocal injury, so I can't sing anymore. So I can't be for you what you needed me to be. But even just showing up as I am isn't good enough. And so I feel myself like going down on the church hierarchy, you know? And so, yeah, I feel like even throughout this cancer journey with my dad, like I can't give my high school friends what they're used to me giving them. And so then they're like, oh, she's changed. And it's like, no, I actually have not changed. I have always been this person. I've just never felt safe enough to be this person with you. I have never been safe enough to be myself with you. And I am no longer willing to put up with people's just like expectations of me and just accept bullshit and like put myself under your feet and let you walk all over me. I'm just not willing to do that anymore. I don't have the capacity. And I feel like after my dad died, my capacity was completely fucking drained. Like I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. Will you still love me when I have nothing to give to this relationship and I am in a severe position of need? Will you show up for me? Will you find value in me? Like, I just feel like my value in so many of my fucking friendships with people and relationships with people have been dictated on what I can give to you. What can I provide for you? Can I provide attunement for you? Can I provide singing for you? Can I provide my talents for you? Can I provide my gifts for you? Like, just my existence isn't good enough for so many of the friendships that I've been in. And whenever I showed up fully, I've lost so many fucking friends. And yeah, I just like, I hate that people, in my experience, like I have lost so many people in my life because I have just like, I've taken off the mask. And then I just feel so disappointed when like people just fall off. Like, what the fuck? Like, did I not mean anything to you? Like, I thought this relationship mattered. Like, I was committed. Like, I think I hate when I am like showing up fully in a space and then I see you're like, you know, I'm not going to give you that thing that I usually do, like laughing at your stupid fucking racist jokes or something. Like, I'm not going to do that anymore. And then you're going to get like, you know, angry. You're going to get angry at me. Like, that's an ugly part of you that you're projecting onto me, saying like something's wrong with me. I'm too sensitive. And when in reality, something's wrong with you that you need to work through, and it's not me. And I just feel very angry about like the number of times people have tried to put their crap onto me and make me feel like I did something wrong. Like, and I feel like, especially in grief, like I am like, no, like giving no fucks. Like, truly, I don't have time. I don't have energy. I don't have capacity. I don't have the ability to make you feel comfortable in my grief. Like, I am grieving and I have nothing to give to you. So don't expect me to give you anything. Like, it just seems so ridiculous that you would need something from me, like in this state of my life, at this juncture of my life, that you would fucking need something from me is just so outrageous. And like, I fucking hate being a griever, because I feel like only people who are grieving, who understand, who are like actually doing the grieving, not avoiding their grief, but like actually grieving, like only these people understand what I'm fucking talking about right now. You know, like that people are just, man, I feel so angry. I feel very fucking angry about this. And like, I really just need humanity, humans, to like just engage with death more and not be so afraid of it and not be so avoidant of it, because it's just a part of life, just like birth is, just like, you know, right now is, like the present moment is, like it's a part of life. And like, if we don't engage with death, we are going to be terrible at supporting other people through their losses, through the deaths that they have to experience. And that sucks for us. Like, as grievers, we deserve so much better and so much more. And we just deserve so much more understanding, because we are literally like, I don't even know how we're surviving the worst thing that's ever happened to us. Our worlds have exploded into a million pieces, and you're expecting me to give you something. I just think that's just utterly absurd and unacceptable, especially within a person's first year of loss. Like, I just feel like, you know, people's response to grief is like avoid. Like, don't say anything to them, because like they need their space, they need their time, and they're gonna like go through some metamorphosis, like, you know, while still going to work, while still, you know, living their daily life, going to grocery store, like living a normal life. And then oh, boom, like all of a sudden they're just gonna be like normal again. Like, maybe we'll give them like 3 months and they'll be okay. Or like, maybe we'll give them 6 months and they'll be okay. Like, oh, like you've been grieving for like 5 years. Like, aren't you over that already? Like, that's like the fucking, the tone of thought. Like, that's the perspective I feel like a lot of people have. And it's just like, that's not how grief works. And I understand if you've never been through this, I guess maybe you can't understand this, but I feel like you could have more understanding by just like searching for more understanding, you know? Like, I feel like if we as a culture were more educated about death and talked about it, and it was like a normal part of like life, where like as a family, we talk about death and we talk about, hey, what do you want to do when you're dying? Like, how do you want that to go? Like, you know, we're so afraid. And honestly, I get the fear. I am also afraid of it. But I feel like we are doing each other such a disservice if we don't engage with our grief, because then we're so shitty at supporting other people in their grief. And people die every day. People are dying every day. So like, we need to be better at this. We fucking really truly need to be better at supporting other people in their grief, because we need you. Like, grievers need support. Like, literally, we need support, and we are so under-supported. And I just don't want to live in that reality. I want to live in a reality where, like, we actually support each other when we are at the bottom of the fucking barrel and we have nothing to give, and that we just show up and we don't expect anything from these people. These people are just, like, even existing on a daily basis is hard for a griever. So just, like, can you just know that? Like, you, like, that should just be, like, basic common knowledge that everyone knows. Like, we don't fucking ask anything of grievers because, like, they are grieving. So, like, at least for that first year of grief, we don't ask them for fucking anything because, like, even just, like, getting out the door is hard. Even just waking up in the morning is hard. Even just putting food in your mouth is hard. Brushing your teeth is hard. Putting your clothes on is hard. Yeah, it's just, I feel so angry, and I hate our culture for being so shitty at death and grief and continued support through grief and death. And yeah, I just needed to get that off my chest and just, you know, I just want to be an advocate for us grievers because it can feel so lonely and so isolating, and I just, it shouldn't be like this. Like, grievers deserve just as much support as pregnant women. Grievers deserve just as much support as children. Grievers deserve just as much, like, grievers deserve so much support, and nobody sees us as needing support because we just focus on, like, the person who died. You know, but it's like, no, I'm left behind. I am also, like, yes, my dad died, but, like, a part of me died too. And I just feel like we don't treat grievers like a part of them died. We just treat them like, oh yeah, you have 3 days of bereavement, you gotta go back to work. Like, it's just absurd. Like, if you're gonna give pregnant women 3 months of maternity leave, then give a griever 3 months of bereavement leave. Like, at least. Like, I just feel like our society sucks at death and grief. And even just, like, looking at how my dad died, it was, he didn't get the support that he needed, and, like, we fought to get him the support that he needed. And, you know, like, I want to see people die dignified deaths. I want grievers to have dignified bereavements, and that's just not fucking happening around the world, in Palestine, in America, in my own personal life. And I just want to see a different world. Like, I don't have a solution for this. I just needed to, like, say this, and I hope that you listen to this. And if you know someone who's grieving the death of somebody close to them, that you would just show up, just sit with them, and just breathe the same air. And, you know, even if it makes you feel uncomfortable, put the other person's comfort before your own, because that person is having a hard time opening their eyes in the morning. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Okay, bye.